Coach, a tough loss for your team to take. You struggled in the first quarter and the third quarter on offense. What did you see from your team?
You know what? The execution offensively, you know, we had some good shots. Just didn't knock them down. Tell the game is really right here, 44-20, and you only lose by 10. You know, 44-20 rebounds, and you only lose by 10. So that just tells me my team's not very tough right now. You know, and 16 turnovers. We turned them over 20 times. I mean, you can't be upset about that. But you know, the biggest thing is right now, we got to find ourselves and be a little tougher. Maybe we're not as big and long as the other teams, but there's no sense in ever getting out rebound 24 rebounds. And we got out rebounded by Butler by 20 something rebounds. So there's no excuse for that.
As far as you mentioned, this team doesn't have the size that Barton was able to contain with tonight. Barton had 40 points in the paint. How frustrating was that to see some of those easy looks?
Very frustrating because, you know, we talk about all the time fronting the post. Well, we stood behind them. We stood behind them again. And, things that we talk about, we do every single day. It has to translate into what goes on in the court, because if it doesn't, then we're going to take L's. So it's me. I have to be more accountable. I've got to hold them a little more accountable. And there's just no excuse for getting out rebounded 24 rebounds. There's just no excuse.
You talk about your team wanting to improve shot selection here tonight. You mentioned on the offensive end, things have looked a little better. You had two players scoring double figures. What did you make of your team on the offensive side?
Yeah, we weren't very good. We made a few shots, but, you know, we weren't very aggressive. We were afraid to get in there and stick our nose into the paint where we had to, because they were bigger. And we looked at Anna rushed her shots and slung things up there. We got inside, we slung the ball up there, afraid of getting blocked and things like that. So, you know, it's time for these freshmen to kind of grow up. It's time. I mean, learn how to play the game, learn what it takes to win, learn how to close games out, learn how to beat teams that, you know, are bigger, stronger, faster, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. But if you're fundamentally sound and you do the things we're supposed to do, it's not going to be that outcome. Because we're never, ever should be able to get rebounded, out-rebounded 24 rebounds. I know I've said that again. It's getting a little rhetorical, but it's all right.
It's okay.
I'm a little miffed right now.
I understand. One last question for you. The road doesn't get much easier. You got back-to-back games against ranked opponents, a three-game road trip coming up. How do you want to establish this toughness over the next week to try and make sure you can come out of this road trip back where you started the year?
You know what? Until we start making the tough plays, the extra effort plays, it doesn't matter to me whether we win or lose. I want to see how our kids are playing. I know we want, in my first year, we want it to be great. We do. But, you know, really and truly right now, you want your kids to be tougher than what they are right now. And we're not very tough. So that's on me. I take all that. That's on me. But, you know, that comes with, the level of competitor that you are. You know, if you challenge, you're going to go in here and I'm going to challenge them to be, you know, better competitors and challenge them in practice tomorrow. But you have to receive it and own it. I mean, I own the fact that I haven't held them accountable enough. All right, we get past that. Now, what are you going to do as players? Are you going to step up and let it translate from practice to game and being tough for 40 minutes? There's the difference.
Understood.
Yep.
Thank you for your honesty.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you so much.